Welcome to this podcast on becoming an effective mentor. In the previous podcast, we looked at the purposes and potential benefits of mentoring for the mentee, the mentor, and for the organization. In this podcast, we're going to focus on the role of the mentor. We will help you to assess whether you meet the four key requirements to be a mentor, and we'll give you essential advice on how to be a good one. Requirement number one, understanding trust. Whatever else mentoring might be, it is primarily a relationship between human beings, and all human relationships have to have a basis of trust. There are two mechanisms through which interpersonal trust develops. The first, through highlighting existing common ground and personal similarities, and the second, through consistently demonstrating behaviors and attitudes that inspire confidence. Research discussed in the previous podcast demonstrated that mentoring tends to work well when mentor and mentee share similarities on deep-level characteristics such as values, beliefs, and personality. So it is probably worth spending time early in the process exploring these things with your mentee. And if you would struggle to articulate your guiding values, worldview beliefs, and personality preferences, then maybe you need to develop a little more self-awareness before taking on a mentoring role. Even when you don't have vast amounts of common ground, you can still establish trust by transparently demonstrating qualities such as open-mindedness and curiosity, authenticity and honesty, humility and vulnerability, and consistency and reliability. So, ask questions and listen before giving answers and advice. Be prepared to talk about your own emotions and respond appropriately to your mentee's emotions. Be the first to admit your mistakes, be open about your limitations, and volunteer your weaknesses. Be accepting of your mentee's failings. Keep your promises and keep your mentee's secrets. All of this also requires a certain amount of self-awareness.